The San Francisco Board of Supervisors passed a unanimous resolution urging the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, and U.S. Senators Dianne Feinstein and Kamala Harris to ensure asylum seeker Omar Yaid's safe return to San Francisco. In December, SF resident and gay man Omar Yaid was deported by the DHS to the Central African country of Chad. On December 18th, U.S. District Judge Charles Breyer granted Yaid a temporary restraining order requiring the Department of Homeland Security to return him to the U.S. Edwin Carmona Cruz is a co-director of Pangea Legal Services, an SF-based nonprofit that is providing legal defense for Yaid's deportation. He says the Trump administration is making his return difficult.
If the Department of Homeland Security can issue travel documents to deport someone, they can issue travel documents to bring them back. They, meaning DHS. And so DHS is attempting to put the burden on Omar, basically to expose himself to the Chadian government for whatever travel document is necessary to come to the United States.
Carmona Cruz also says that the DHS likely violated Yaid's due process rights and has erroneously deported him. Further, supporters of Yaid say that if he were to reveal his identity to the Chadian government, he could be in grave danger. Here is Haley Kay, a friend of Yaid.
He's in Chad. He's with some family, but right now he's trying to get travel documents, and it's been very difficult because he's, like I said, laying low, trying not to draw any attention to himself, because he could be arrested or killed or, you know, hurt if the government or any, pro-government fighters catch wind of his existence there and his sexual orientation.
The Chadian government criminalized same-sex relations in 2017, and members of Yaid's ethnic group have been reportedly targeted by pro-government factions. His friends say that he lived in San Francisco for 10 years before he was deported, and mostly worked as a line cook at various restaurants around the city. Adubo Traor is director of the African Advocacy Network.
Before the situation, nobody knew actually in Chad that Omar has this sexual orientation. And now everybody knows it. So he's really, really at risk. And you know, to summarize Omar's situation, what is it like to be immigrant, black, having this sexual orientation, and Muslim? And this is happening particularly when, you know, the Trump administration has decided when they spend the Muslim ban, you know, to go after more African. So leaving Omar there, that would be a death sentence.
On January 31st, Judge Charles Breyer stated that the DHS is currently not in compliance with his order to return Yaid to the U.S. and set a status conference for February 7th, demanding that the DHS provide an explanation to the exact steps they will take to return him safely back to the U.S. Representatives of Yaid's legal team are expected to hold a press conference immediately following the judge's status conference. In San Francisco, this is Chris Lee reporting for KPFA.